We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
I even know a preacher, bless your heart, full of gospel, talking, ought to know better. They'd missed it. Not no great big sin. They didn't rob some bank, kill somebody. Just they missed it. They realized they missed it. And said to other fellow ministers, I've heard them say it myself, right in my own breath. Well, I hope the Lord will forgive me. I don't know whether they will or not. Why, you want to get a hold of somebody like that and shake them till their teeth rattle. And say, wake up, boy, wake up. You let the devil defeat you. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He will do it. He said he would.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear.
Sickness is not good. It's only when it comes to divine healing that folks suggest, in the hospital, I went there to visit somebody else as a pastor. Went there to visit somebody else. But then there were other there. There's other people that wanted me to visit them. And sometime in a ward, there's a number of people in the same ward, not private rooms. And so others, you spoke to them. And here's a person, you talk to them. They're Christian, all right, know the Lord. Thoroughly born again. No, they aren't. Well, you begin to talk about, we'll pray for it, God will heal you. Well, no, it might not be God's will to heal me. Well, you won't ask him if it's not, but you don't, you got to be nice. If it's not God's will to heal you, what in the world are you doing here in the hospital? Paying out good money, trying to get out of the will of God. See, it only comes to, when it comes to divine healing, do people begin to question the will of God. Their thinking is not consistent. Might not be God's will to heal me. Well, if it isn't, stay sick then. Don't go to the doctor. Don't go to the hospital. Don't have that operation. Just stay like you are, because you want to stay in the will of God, don't you? But at the same time, just pray that you'll get sicker, so you'll get deeper in his will. Now, you see how stupid that is? No, it is God's will. I said it is God's will. It is God's will. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing
good.
Woo, glory. Good. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Here the Bible said healing's good. Glory to God. It's one of God's good gifts. It's one of God's good gifts. Amen?
Amen.
Don't that sort of remind you of the 103rd Psalm when you say that? You're talking about God's good gifts. See, God's good gifts are for us. If you know how, you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more? My. Did you ever shout about how much more? I mean, how much more is something to shout about? This how much more is. How much more? How much more? How much more?
Yes.
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 Woo, glory. Glory! How much more? That's my God he's talking about. He's a God of the how much more. Hallelujah! Amen! That's my Father. How much more? How much more? How much more? How much more? Woo! Glory! How much more? Woo! How much more? 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 Oh, glory! Hallelujah! How much more? That describes my Father God. How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things? unto them that ask him. You think about good gifts, you think about good things, you automatically think of the 103rd Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Benefits. Those are good things, good gifts. Benefits. What are they? Who forgiveth? Well, I don't know. I've missed it so many times. I don't know whether the Lord will forgive me or not. I sure hope he will. Oh, no. No, 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 no. You haven't got the right picture. You're not attending to God's words. You're not inclined near to his sayings. You've let his words depart from before your eyes instead of his words in front of your eyes. You got your mistakes and your faults and failures in front of your eyes. Amen? No? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? All but one? No. All thine iniquities. That's one of his good gifts, isn't it? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I even know a preacher, bless their heart, full of gospel, tongue talkers. They would have known better. They'd missed it. Not no great big sin. They didn't rob some bank, kill somebody. Just they missed it. They realized they missed it. And said to other fellow ministers, I've heard them say it myself, right in my own prayer. Well, I hope the Lord will forgive me. I don't know whether he will or not. Why, you want to get a hold of somebody like that and shake them till the teeth rattle. And say, wake up, boy. Wake up. You let the devil defeat you. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He will do it. He said he would. But that's not all that verse. The rest of the verse there said, who healeth some of thy diseases. Well, some people he'll heal them if it's his will. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases. Forget not all of his benefits. Well, now, that's 103rd Psalm, verse 1, 2, 3, you know. There's a little more to that, but I'm only emphasizing healing here. Now, everybody still believes. Somebody said, yeah, but now that's the Old Testament. I've had people say that to me. Yeah, that's the Old Testament. They still believe, though, that under the New Testament, that the Lord still forgives sins, though. But he don't heal now anymore, you know. Well, then by coming out of the old covenant that's not as good as ours, and by coming over into a new covenant, by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, coming and dying on the cross and shedding his blood and being raised from the dead and establishing a new covenant, we lost some benefits. He dropped some of the benefits for the people of God. How ridiculous to think like that. Can you see what defeats Christians? Churches, whole churches sometimes are defeated by wrong thinking. No, thank God. The new covenant has all of the benefits that the old covenant has and more too, because it's a better covenant established on better promises. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his holy name forever. Well, did you wear your shouting clothes today?
Yes.
Here's one of my favorites. I just start getting happy and I start thinking about it. Amen. Turn over with me, please, to the 15th chapter of Matthew's gospel. Matthew chapter 15. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Incline, remember. Remember, don't forget their main thought now. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Well, we inclined our ear unto how much more? Glory to God. Incline thine ear unto whose sayings? My sayings. God's sayings. What Jesus said. For he is God manifested in the flesh. Praise God. All right, let's start reading here in the 15th chapter of Matthew with the 21st verse. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, the word translated whole here, Greek word translated whole, if you'll look it up, is also sometimes translated healed. It's the same word used in connection with the woman with the issue of blood, you know, in Mark 5:34, where Jesus said to the woman that was healed of the issue of blood, Go thy way and be healed, or be whole, see, be whole of thy plague, or be healed. And over in James, remember where it said, The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. Hallelujah. Prayer of faith will heal or make whole. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled, Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled, When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me at the end of every broadcast, we say, thank you for helping us bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, that's because we have partners. Well, what is a partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can send to help us to be able to do that. And we need you to pray for us, especially as we go all over preaching, all over the world actually, preaching and teaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And then the offering helps us to go to those places. And so once again, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.